Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we are, absolutely live, twice as ugly. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And, well, we're going to kick this day off, as we do when we can, on Monday, with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. You know, the twice as ugly. I go, but this is the Rob and Bill show, okay? Each of us brings enough ugly for a complete show.
I say that whether you're I say that whether you're here or not, Rob.
Oh,
it's just a new thing I've adopted. I sort of a play on the whole radio thing, the face made for radio thing.
There you go.
I love it when people who meet me and they tell me that. I love that part of it.
I like it. I like it. Well. Okay, let's get the real ugly out of the way.
Sure, sure.
Gun control Chicago had 57 people shot over the weekend. That's a busy weekend, even for Chicago. Yeah. And the tragic news, additional 4 people were shot and murdered. That brings the total to 1,582 wounded this year. An additional 350 shot and killed by the drug gangs who run Lori Lightfoot Chicago. And they think gun control's the answer. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't, you know, it's beginning to be farcical. It's almost cartoony. You know, it's like they're out there and they're saying the only way to keep people safe is to make them helpless and defenseless.
Right. No. And, yeah, that's them.
And they got bail reform and they got Kim Fox and, you know, the cops. I would really love to interview one of the cops. I'd like to find a Chicago PD member of the chain of command and just go, listen, I've heard that you guys know exactly where all these bad boys are. Why don't you just go get them and listen to what he had to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the one thing about Chicago, though, Chicago is a excellent. That should be where we're aiming. We should send Brady Bunch there. We should send the Giffords Bunch there. Violence Policy Center, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. Bloomberg and all of his idiots, whoever those guys are. I never hear about any of the members of those organizations. There's never anybody going, yeah, I'm a life member of the Brady campaign.
Right.
They don't ever have a annual meeting like the NRA does.
Right.
I'm just beginning to believe that they're just run by, you know, small little group, and that's it. Except they get a lot of Facebook likes. But anyway, that's where they should be setting up shop. But unfortunately, they keep voting for the same people in Chicago.
Yeah, at some point there is some self-responsibility. This is not an accident. This is an unforced error. You voted a Soros DA in place. Well, but the cops were so mean to my cousin. Well, your cousin was selling drugs and shooting people. Yeah. I'm sorry, but now you've got more dead people. Wow. In the equally odd, but at least not grim, there was a hearing in the House last week. New York Congressman Jerry Nadler, and if you have to watch him, I just can't cope but laughing. The guy is such a cartoon character. Anyway, he's leading this committee. And a sharp Republican in the group asks if the proposed assault weapons ban, I believe this is the Judiciary Committee,
right,
if this assault weapons ban they're proposing would affect arms that are in common use. And in front of God and country, a bunch of Democrats on the committee said, yeah, that's the purpose. Out loud.
Yeah.
Everybody to hear, and it's recorded. Now, those are some magic words. Just like you want to hire a lawyer, and if there were lots of Democrats on the committee and they should have put their head and hung their head and covered their face in shame, the U.S. Supreme Court said, quote, and this is verbatim, you cannot ban firearms in common use,
yep,
that are in common use for lawful purposes. So they just admitted it in an open hearing that, yeah, we're breaking the law.
You want to know what's going to happen? You want to know what's going to happen to Jerry Nadler in 2022?
Yes.
Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney have to run against each other in a new district.
I know. I love it.
And I just, you know, I love it. I love it when they start to cannibalize themselves.
Yeah.
Do you want to know their lead, though? Carolyn Maloney says, this is a job for a woman. And Nadler is like, I'm the last Jewish member from New York.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's their campaign slogans. So, New Yorkers, there you go. I know you just can't wait to get to the polls on that one.
Right.
Cicilline, Cicilline, I'd like to see him go too, but I mean, he is the most arrogant, stupid idiot I've ever seen in my life. I've got an AR-15 pistol over here. I did not know that brace turns it into an automatic weapon. I've been doing this all wrong.
Where is that fun switch?
Yeah. Well, you don't need it if you got the shoulder brace, because that causes the recoil to happen so fast that now you can send so many rounds down range and it mimics a automatic weapon. That's what he said, right?
The stupid is strong with some of these guys.
Yeah.
I did, since you mentioned that particular ethnic group, in the recent rapidly passed another midnight emergency anti-gun bill passed by a New York governor, different governor from last time. They banned firearms in houses of worship, and they were just sued by a Jewish gun group because they said, are you crazy? We want to be able to protect ourselves in our synagogues. We some of us can get our carry permit. We ask that our members of the congregation bring a firearm to temple because we want it protected. And all of a sudden now I'm going, I wonder what the cops are going to say about that. No, we need to make sure that Jews are disarmed in the United States. I just want to be there to record that for posterity when they say it.
That particular... On the one side, I sit back and I'm like, why would you target Jewish people and tell them they can't be, especially Jewish
right.
people.
Right.
Especially Jewish people. Because for some reason, they always seem to come up in everybody's hit parade when they, you know, if they've got an axe to grind with somebody. I'll give you an example. I've been called I don't know how many times. They find my number and they call me. They'll be like, you know, the problem is with Jewish people. And I'm like, how is that the problem? Who are you talking about specifically? Which group are you talking about specifically? Because every time I turn around, they're getting shelled, they're getting knifed, they're getting run over by trucks. I mean, which ones are you talking about? Which ones? And I don't get it. I honestly do not get it. It's like they just... There's some inherently that's more so than the white supremacists with black people. You know, the hatred towards them? I don't get it.
Yes.
I don't understand.
I'll tell you about the soft spot.
Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland Shooting Sports News, where I get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column. I'll bring bits of all of that. Share them here with Bill and the Ninjas.
Ah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. I haven't been paying attention with the Polite Society podcast. How goes that?
Very well. We're getting a regular. Some of our regular contributors, you know, had some personal issues.
Right.
And a lot of them are coming back. Paul is managing better. You know, he had a stroke, and writing has been hard for him. speaking is coming back pretty well,
right.
And he's producing. What's odd to me, Bill, and okay, I'm a dinosaur, I have to adapt to the times.
Hmm.
Now a lot of those podcasts become live video feeds, and they go out on YouTube and OpsLens, and people like to watch us do a podcast. So
yeah.
Well, you did the same thing. I just have never experienced that.
It's streaming is good because it engages a different audience who might be there. And also, for some reason, there is a component of people that want to see you talk about it versus you hear you talk about it. I don't. I myself am a big podcast fan. I have been a consumer of podcasts since they came out. I mean, the first podcast I ever started listening to that I still listen to this day was No Agenda, which is Adam Curry and John Z. Dvorak. And they refer to Adam Curry as the podfather because supposedly he's the one that thought of the concept of the podcast. Adam Curry was one of the original MTV VJs.
Interesting.
So, I listen to those kinds of podcasts still to this day. So that's my preference, watching people talk to each other. I'd rather be in front of them.
Right.
I remember it was me, you, Tim Knight, and Hickok 45 sitting at a table at one of the NRA things. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Now, see, that's fun.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
That's the kind of fun to have right there when you got that kind of it. And everybody just sitting there just talking. It wasn't all that,
Right, we weren't dancing on top of the table. It was pretty restrained.
Yep.
That
would have made a good stream.
That would have. Now, one thing we can do is we can take viewer comments. They can give us feedback in a few seconds, and we try and answer it, which is that does make it fun for me.
Yeah.
Because, wow, we have some sharp listeners. To take half a step back. That legislation that Jerry Nadler was going to ram through,
yeah,
doesn't that look like that's on hold right now?
Well, the problem is that the Democratic Party is in disarray.
Yeah,
they the regular rank and file Democrats who we've never heard of most of them that are in the House.
Mm-hmm.
We know the marquee players and the loud ones. We know the Squad and Nadler and Waters and all these other guys. But the rest of them, we don't know who they are. And they really like being, one, anonymous, and two, in the House. Because it's a pretty good part-time job. It's a pretty good temporary job. And they're going to get hosed. Because they're being pressured to vote for it, but by the same token, while they're sitting there being pressured to vote for it, they look at that at the Senate, where Cornyn has already indicated, we will not be coming to help you out with this one. We told you this when we passed the BSCA.
Right.
This is it. This is all. And I guess they didn't believe it. And they, as they like to say right now, they're on the wrong side of history because America wants less gun control, not more.
Right.
So.
Right. Oh, speaking of gun control, you know Charles Heller, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was traveling through Arizona. It was as I was leaving California and moving east, and he's Jewish, and we stop, have dinner with him, and he goes, what's it feel like to, be armed now that you've left California and you're in a free state? And we're all our stuff's packed. We just are happy to see California in the rearview mirror. And he goes, what, you're not carrying? No. He goes, wait a minute, I can loan you a holster and a gun. What do you mean you're not carrying? And so, anybody who will loan you his guns and say, yeah, when you get where you belong, get unpacked, get your permits, yeah, send them back, that's a friend. So that has permanently changed how I see most people who openly describe themselves as Jewish. I'm all like, are you going to loan me a gun? I've been disappointed a few times, but it's still a nice conversation starter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when did you move out of California? Has it been 3 years?
5 years.
So, I mean, I don't remember any conversations that we had prior to you moving out of California. I just remember feeling bad for you. But if you look at, I mean, everybody that I knew in California has moved out of California. Like Agency Arms, who used to be my sponsor.
Right.
They're in Idaho. Frog Lube.
Was Jiminy in California for a while?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Jiminy
Triggers?
Remember. Yep. Well, I wouldn't think they have that much of an issue, but I mean, like with Agency Arms, Mike
right.
Parks is a cop, and he still moved
right.
out of there. But I mean,
yeah.
Frog Lube moved out of California. They moved to Dallas.
Yeah.
So everybody I used to deal with that was in California is out of there. I only deal with one person right now in California, and that's Taryn Butler.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not going anywhere because he's got it. He's got it made where he's at right now. So he'll stay where he's at.
Between Hollywood and his range, he's set.
Yeah. Yeah, he's set.
He's,
I can't imagine how much he gets paid to train Bernthal and Reeves and
right.
Halle Berry and, you know, all the people that he trains to that comes and learns to shoot. I think for all I know, he had Donnie Yen there this last time because he's going to be part of John Wick 4.
Wow.
Yep. So
now,
anyway.
Bill, did we talk? Oh, we got I wrote an article called "How Hard Is It to Stop Mass Murder?"
Oh, okay.
Because everybody has John Wick in mind and then they go, "Oh, this 22-year-old kid who's not a cop, not ex-military, stops mass murder in now under 15 seconds." Everybody said he shot 10 times. I'm thinking it's like 8 seconds, and that's slow fire.
Yeah.
Well,
let's talk about
that. No one believes it.
Well, let's talk about that.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah.
Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast and co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog, 2,000 articles waiting for you at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammo Land, where I also write the weekly Armed Citizens column.
Indeed, indeed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If a person is paid on a salary, they have just lost an entire month of work for free because of the Biden administration.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, this is Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is now trying to say that two negative quarters of economic growth is not a technical definition of a recession. New economic numbers are set to be released Thursday. President Biden is pushing the Senate and House to pass a bill aimed at boosting computer chip production in the United States. The president meeting with CEOs and labor union leaders remotely at the White House. Biden adding that a Made in America stamp should be on semiconductors. The bill is currently before the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News. Food banks are increasing their food distributions amid a roughly 12% increase in grocery prices over the last year. A food bank in Phoenix, Arizona says 1 week in June saw a 78% increase in food distribution compared to last year. Food banks are not only distributing more, the hunger relief organization Feeding America says inflation means food banks are paying more for groceries than they used to. Eric Cooper is with a food bank in San Antonio, Texas. He tells CNN the people coming to his food bank are people that are working full-time jobs and just cannot make enough money to make ends meet.
These are families that are working, but they're just not making enough to put food on the table at the end of the day.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin and Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski are isolating after testing positive for COVID. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster, and we're going to talk about stopping rampage killers.
Well, and you brought that up, but when you mentioned John Wick, yeah. I thought, a good fantasy, lots of fun, but unfortunately, for most Americans, that's their version of armed self-defense. That's not what it looks like. And they go, well, how could just some kid with a handgun stop a dedicated murderer with a rifle? That's impossible. No, it's actually really, really easy. It's what the experts expect to happen time after time. And I go, have you ever shot a gun? And they go, well, yeah. Do you remember what it was like? And they go, no, not really. I mean, maybe they were at Boy Scout camp 30 years ago. They don't remember. And I ask them, we're having a conversation right now. Did you notice somebody walk right behind you? And they go, no, who? I go, right. You and I are engaged in conversation. You're blind to the rest of the world. This is a fairly open perceptual field compared to when you shoot, you're focused on the target and you're necessarily blind to almost everything else that's not right in front of you, which explains how a guy with a handgun shot someone with a rifle. Because unless, you know, you don't walk up and say, excuse me, would you choose to engage in armed combat with me today? I hope your schedule's open. No, you go, that guy's doing something dangerous, violent, evil. Let me fix it. Thousand bang, game over. And the murderer never knew what hit him. It's not John Wick.
Oh, no. But, I mean, this has happened enough to where they actually have statistics on this. On the difference between waiting on the cops and when a armed citizen or a armed person is on scene when it starts happening.
Just to show you, pull out my geek cred. You ready?
Sure.
When there's a rampage murderer and he's stopped by civilians, we get an average of 2.3 people killed.
That's right.
Not counting the murder. When we have to wait for police, we add another dozen. Comes up to 14.3.
Oh, did that? Okay, so that's gone down a little bit. Okay.
The bad news is, well, the good news is, we have over 60 examples where armed civilians stopped mass murders. The FBI compiled the data. We're effective and using their stats. They're a little bit different than some of the others. They looked at, we were effective 15 out of 16 times. The times where we failed is there were a mass murder couple and the defender, and unfortunately there was only one,
yeah,
focused on the guy with the gun in his hand and never saw his partner.
Who shot him in the back.
Yep. So someone did to the defender what he was going to do to the attacker. It's classic. That's how airplanes fight in midair.
Right.
People get shot from behind.
Yep. Get into the firing envelope, as they would say.
Yeah, exactly. So it happens. It's pretty straightforward. But if you're not carrying, it's a whole lot harder to run up and tackle the guy than it is to shoot him from 40 yards away.
However, one thing to point out, though, is that in 60% of the cases, even with a unarmed group who attack the shooter, 60% of the time, they are successful if they fight back.
That makes sense. Makes infinite sense to me. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, been there. If you are trying to shoot a group, if they cower, you can shoot them. If they charge you, I can get some of them, but I'm going to get run over.
Right.
I want to do an ordinary self-defense story, because I hadn't heard this one covered in the news. Can I do it?
Okay, please. You got 4 minutes. Go.
Yeah, that's about... this one came out of the gun-free zone of Chicago, Illinois. It's 5 in the evening, weekday. You're taking your daughter out for a snack. You go to McDonald's. It's fast food. You order your food, pull over to the parking lot. I'm not sure whether they were verifying their order or whether they'd started to eat. And this 19-year-old runs up and starts yelling at them. He's wearing a mask. He pulls a gun. He starts shooting at dad, the car, and the 11-year-old daughter. And dad's all, oh, my gosh, this turned out from a happy family time to a nightmare in about a heartbeat. Fortunately, dad's a gun owner. He has his Illinois FOID card. He has his carry permit. And he decided that on a day when nothing should happen, he was going to carry anyway. He presents his firearm, shoots at the bad guy. The bad guy goes, whoops, wrong victims, starts running away and throwing shots still at dad and daughter. Dad keeps shooting. Bad guy escapes. He calls 911, first checks on his daughter. Fortunately, she wasn't hurt. His car was shot in the passenger compartment, a windshield, tire. So there's plenty of evidence. 911, help, help, help. I didn't know, but McDonald's have security video because there's so many children there. They want to make sure that they document, yeah, that was the dad who should have got the child. The police look at the video and go, yeah, we know this frequent flyer. They track him down. He's hiding in a garage. He shot in his arm, in his hand, and in his foot. He was out on bail for 3 previous felony charges. So, very clear that our dad did the right thing. And again, it's not John Wick. There's a guy outside my car trying to kill me and my family. At that point, he's a pretty big target.
Right.
If you've practiced at all, you can get shots on.
Surprisingly, though, I really would like to see a study done of how many people that are involved in defensive gun uses where they do have to pull the trigger. How many have actually trained?
Right. Right.
Because with, what is it, 21 million permits that we know about right now, plus 25 states with permitless carry. So we don't know how many people are carrying in those states. If that's 1 million per state, that's another 25 million besides the permits.
I can get you a pretty good estimate of how many people are carrying. I just forgot his name. Darn it. I can see him plain as day. Carl Blank. Sorry, it'll come back to me later. He asked the people who he was doing permit renewals with,
right,
if they had ever taken a class other than their carry permit class. Only 1% said yes. So for most people carrying, it's the permit class and done, which is tragic, really.
Yeah.
It teaches you the legal requirements of how to avoid becoming an inadvertent criminal by breaking firearms laws as a gun owner. It does not teach you how to defend yourself.
Right.
So almost all of these self-defense gun stories are people who are self-taught, which says, wow, I guess this isn't as hard as we thought, but there are some tips that make the outcome much more consistent.
Well, we're heading into the last break for the hour, and would you tell everybody, sir, how they can find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, it's picked up by Ammoland, where I also get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Back for the last break.
Off we go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I was just turning everything up. I noticed the mixer was about to fall clean off the table. That was...
No!
Yeah.
Don't jump!
Ouchies. Joining us again is writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
Bill?
Yes?
These are... I've never lived in times like these. We've got the Bruin decision, and dominoes are still falling. The Bruin decision said, yeah, we mean it. Second Amendment's a full right, just like all the other rights, treat it that way, not a third-tier bastard child. Okay, there was a magazine ban decision made in the Ninth Circuit. They said, you got it wrong, go back and fix it. Before the Ninth Circuit, he's even looked at it. The Los Angeles Police Department stands up and says, we've got a million cases like this of magazine capacity. Guys are arrested. What should we do? They said, we're going to stop enforcing it. If you get arrested and you've got a standard capacity magazine, we're not going to cite you. Because they figure that if they cite them, after Bruin was decided, even though the Ninth Circuit is still playing with the issue, that could look a lot like misrepresentation of the law, misuse of your authority under color of law, and they could just get sued to kingdom come.
Right.
So that's good. Some of the anti-gunners, even in California, are walking scared. Another court, now, same circuit, Western states, federal court, not the Ninth Circuit, said that Boulder, their assault weapons ban and their magazine capacity ban, that's unconstitutional. Okay, not the Ninth Circuit, but still a federal appeals court. What's odd is this was a judge who was appointed by Barack Obama.
Right.
So again, they're going, do I want to get slapped in the face? And potentially, if I tell the city, yeah, go ahead, keep that up. If the Ninth Circuit does pick it up, that city's on the hook.
Right.
Then we told you what the law was. Why didn't you listen? I mean, you can to sit there and say, but the judge said, okay, but there's going to be a lawsuit with zeros hanging behind it. In a similar vein, but not related to the Bruin case. Did you already cover the Attorney General of Missouri?
I have not. I don't even remember if I was going to talk about him, but I've been watching him. Schmidt. We're talking about Schmidt, yeah?
Right.
Yeah. Feel free.
Evidently, the FBI sent out a bunch of memos saying, "Hi, guys, in August, we're going to be doing a bunch of local audits of the sheriff's department. Would you please have your concealed carry records for us? We want to copy them." And the attorney general got wind of it, because I'm sure some sheriff said, "Hey, AG, you heard about this?"
Mm.
And he said, "You are under no obligation to comply. In fact, because this is a Second Amendment sanctuary state, if you do, you can be sued, Mr. Sheriff, and held personally liable. I suggest you don't help the FBI." And then he turned around and the AG calls the FBI and says, "Fellas, I suggest you not do this, because I will have..." Go ahead.
Well, Missouri is one of those states where if you have a concealed carry permit, you still got to go through a background check if you buy a gun.
Okay.
So the only thing they can audit them on is those if they didn't do the background checks. But since everybody who buys a gun in Missouri buys a gun with a background check, then the whole thing behind there, because their inference is, we want to look at these concealed carry permit holders. Who knows how much stuff they bought? Who knows how much stuff they bought and maybe gotten rid of? Maybe they're straw purchasers because they don't have to go through background checks. That's not even a thing in Missouri, you know. So, yeah. So, so Schmidt is actually operating from. This is where they are going to use the anti-commandeer things that come up in between feds and states. They're going to try to commandeer local law enforcement to go through their permitting stuff, and they're just not going to let it happen.
Thank you for bringing that insight.
Yeah.
And he basically said, "No, it's not happening." I've noticed that ATF and FBI are just doing a lot of fishing. If this was a Washington state sheriff who suggested, you know, I've seen the ATF come up and ask citizens, "Hey, you bought a bunch of guns. We want to make sure you're not doing a straw purchase."
Sure.
And the sheriff said, "If that happens in my county, you can tell them to come back with a warrant. Please call me, because I want my deputies present." And all of a sudden, the ATF goes, "Whoops.
Yep.
Excuse me, Mr. Sheriff. Let me step back outside of your county and I'll knock politely." Typically, the sheriff is considered the supreme law enforcement agent in his county.
Mm-hmm.
And when the feds want to come in, FBI or ATF, they go, "Hi, we're going to do this. Officially, it's to prevent blue on blue. Hi, there's some guy with guns. Is it the FBI conducting a raid, or is it a criminal?" And the sheriff really, really needs to know, and gets really upset if people start throwing around a badge in his county without letting him know, because bad stuff happens when guys with guns barge through doors. Are they criminals, or is this a police investigation who didn't say, "Mother, may I?"
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I think the police are beginning to figure out the part where they're only as effective as their relationship with their community.
Right.
Without any support from, I mean, you know, look in the big cities. The cops just don't go. Or if they go, they go a long time after. And when they do finally go, they try to go with what works out to be overwhelming force.
Right.
Two of them just aren't going to ride out there.
Well,
so
the dynamics changed, and this is the heartbreak of it to me. Originally, we were the eyes and ears of law enforcement. Hey, this happened in my community. I saw this guy running through. I think I know who that was.
Right.
And then we didn't fund the DAs enough that the criminal was prosecuted quickly. He and his gang are on the street. Now the witnesses were intimidated and the sources dried up. There are most communities in the United States still have, we still trust our police department. But in lots of our failing blue cities, L.A., Chicago, St. Louis, Baltimore, where people need, quote, space to riot, oh, no. Yeah, no, they've lost the trust of the community.
Yeah. Although, in certain communities,
Yeah?
Some uninformed people, even though the community at large trusts their cops, some still fall for the whole thing of the cops are killers. I mean, I've had one of my relatives tell me that. The cops are killers. I was like, no, they're not. Well, yeah, they are. I just look at him and go, you got to stop watching so much TV.
Right.
You got to ask questions. You got to get out there and be a little critical of what you hear. They just look at me like, what? The TV doesn't tell the truth?
Well, thank you for saying here, let's say that out loud. The TV sells you sensationalized media, so you'll sit there and watch through their many, many, many commercials.
Yep.
Thank you, Bill Frady. Thank you, GCN, for bringing us a better version of the truth.
Well, thank you for contributing to that. That always helps out a great deal as well. But, I mean, the truth is right now the way, we're about to run out of time, but right now
who's
the
coming
truth,
up next?
Well, nobody. Dan had to wave off, but third hour is going to be Masad Ayoub.
Nice catch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just saw some buddies did a Mag 40 with him, so.
Well, yeah. I think I'm catching him right after that. The problem was I had set him up and I wrote it all down and then I shredded the paper, so I had to call him again today to make sure we were good. Yeah, I did. Trying to clean up, you know. Anyway, thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Coming up, we got hour number two. We're going to talk about things across the fruited plain, if you will, and just catch up on that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.